Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
Michael Jordan's basketball card sells yesterday for a record $350,000 on eBay.
Is this his rookie card or something?
This is a card that came from 1997-98 season. There's only 10 that exists. It's called the Michael Jordan Precious Metal Gems Green Card.
Wow.
It's a long title, isn't it? And it sold for over $350,000 on eBay yesterday. But I smell a rat here. I'll go ahead and give you the rest of the details here. It's also the most expensive price paid for a modern card. A modern card is anything after 1980, I guess. Okay. And I said the same thing to you. I said, what doesn't make sense here is Michael Jordan is still alive. Normally, when a card sells like this, any player's card, and it really cranks up, you know, the value to $400,000 or $500,000, that person is long gone. And it's an old card. It would be like Mickey Mantle, you know?
Right.
Something like that. Babe Ruth or something of that nature that would get this kind of money.
Exactly.
But Michael Jordan is alive and well, and it's not that long ago. It's just prior to, 1998? Right before 2000. I mean, that's not that long ago, less than right at 20 years, right?
Right, and a Babe Ruth card from 1914 sold for $500,000.
Exactly, that's the
ballpark.
That's
just right there, yeah.
That's the ballpark we're talking about, so I'm shocked. But here's what they're saying. They're saying when it got down to the final 2 minutes of the auction on eBay that it jumped $150,000 immediately.
Woo.
So you had two or three bigwigs out there gambling that they would get it, right?
Yes.
And that's what drove the price.
Right.
It's like, I want it.
Right. Some highballers.
Okay.
Whales.
So it really grew. Now, let me remember, because I've not bet on anything on eBay in a long, long time. It's been a long time. They can stay up there for days, right?
Yeah.
A product
can.
Yeah. And then you take bids. So if I go in and say, let's say something's $100.
Mm-hmm.
I can go in and put in 101.
I think I take over.
Like the Price is Right.
There may be a minimum bid. It may be $5 or $10, but yeah, you just hit that minimum bid.
And then when it gets down to crunch time, the clock is ticking. We're into the last couple of minutes of this thing is sold because there is a deadline, right?
Mm-hmm, uh-huh.
I just can't remember how it works. And when it gets down to that last 2 minutes, then it's furious.
Right.
People are just firing bids left and right.
Exactly.
Right?
That's going crazy for it.
Well, I guess it jumped $150,000 when it got down to that, you know, that fury of bidding, and it grew up to $350,000. But here's what I see.
Interesting.
Here's what I think. I don't think this person who won this for $350,000 is going to pay for it.
Why not? Why wouldn't they pay for it?
I think that this person got all crazy. Maybe had a couple of cocktails, started firing away, boom, 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 you know, and then really at the end of the day, couldn't really afford it and got caught up in the moment of the high bidding. Like, take it, you sucker. Okay, if you're going to bid $325, I'll go $350. Clock's up, you've won. Now it's like, I don't want it for $350,000. I don't know what I was doing. I was hammered. I don't know. And so then you just ghost. You don't pay for it. You just run.
Yeah, but I thought Jamie, they could still track you down.
Jamie did that, remember? Jamie White.
I guess you're right.
She was bidding on, what was it?
A Twinkie lunchbox.
Twinkie was going out of business.
That's right. They had discontinued the Twinkie.
Yep. Twinkie was going under, giving it up or selling to another company, whatever.
Yeah.
There was a lunchbox on eBay. And if I remember correctly, some dude had it out in North Carolina or somewhere. She got her bidding up to like $5,000.
Right on that lunchbox.
Yeah. And I'm not exaggerating. It was like $5,000 for a lunchbox that was supposed to be a collector's.
Mm-hmm.
One day, because they'll never make another Twinkie lunchbox, right?
That's right.
They shouldn't. But they never will. And she had it up to $5,000. Then what did she do?
Now that you mention it, she went AWOL.
She ghosted him.
She took off, didn't get back on. He started looking for. She said, "Ah, changed my mind. I don't want it. I don't want it. I think Twinkie's going to be around."
Had any repercussions for that, right? Nothing. They never track her down.
Nothing. And it was $5,000. This was not like it was a $10 item.
Right. This is big, big money. Huh. Yeah. Well, I wonder. So then it just probably goes to the next highest bidder.
I don't know.
Or next legitimate bidder. Or,
I don't know. I don't know if it starts
You
over.
Might be onto something with this baseball card then.
But this, but it, I could see where a couple of, you know, high rollers and get into a bidding war with some guy who's living in mom's basement, like Schmidl. And get all cocky and say, "Oh, you know what? If you're going to go up to 310, I'll go to 325. Okay, I'll go to 350. And get that big bidding war. And then before you know it, you own this card and you don't have the cash to pay for it.
Oh, wow. I feel bad for the seller.
Certainly could see it.
Well,
especially if it's growing at $150,000 in the last 2 minutes.
Well, I think that there are a lot of people that spend a lot of money on sports cards, collectible cards. So I think it's possible that it could be a legitimate bid.
That takes away my argument.
Well, I'm just saying, I have no experience, but...
I put a lot of thought into this.
Well, you could be totally right, and I could be off base.
So you're saying that I'm reading way too much into it. Some guy bid $350,000 because he thinks it's worth it. He's going to buy the card and keep it forever.
I do.
Well, that's a terrible theory.
DJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.